it's fantastic. You know, it's a cherry on the cake. You know, the Cup's a fantastic thing to go to. You're playing other clubs around the country. You don't know much knowledge about them. And we've had a couple of good weeks now where we've played North Walsham up in Norfolk, and now the guys have come out from Cornwall, and we've proved ourselves. It was a very hard, bruising game. Obviously, a West Country team come with some big lads, and the whistle went in time for us, and luckily we're off to Twickenham. Fantastic.
Well, yes, let's just have a quick word about today's performance. You raced into a 21-0 lead, slightly let St Austell back in there. Nerves jangling at the end?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and it was a great start from the lads. I haven't seen them more focused all season. You know, we've been in a similar position before, but a lot of sleepless nights, and the prep's been great all week, all season since Christmas. We really turned the corner mentally and physically. Our fitness came into play there at the end of the, as well. St Austell, they just didn't lie down, and the ref was a good ref, but you got to say that we had the rubber in the first half, and in the second half, perhaps, you know, we're unlucky to get the yellow card, but at the end of the day, the whistle went in time, and we scraped the win, which is all we wanted at the end. It's cut.
So St Austell weren't very happy with the referee at all. Does that take any shine off it at all, would you say?
Not too much. I mean, you can't judge the ref too much. He had a fair game. You know, he certainly had some decisions may have gone out away in the first half, but we played the ref. You know, our discipline was great. You know, a 10-0 penalty count at half-time, the ref can't be that bad. You know, it speaks volumes. We did well, and we deserved to go in and win the game. So, no complaints.
And roared on by some fantastic Sussex support today as well.
Yeah, no, I think the whole club was out to see us today. St Austell brought down over 100 as well. So, it was a great atmosphere up here. And it's good to see the club. Even the cold days that we have up here, this is one of the coldest. But it certainly felt warm inside. It was great.
And tell us what it means to know that in 5 weeks' time, Brighton Blues are going to be walking out of Twickenham and you're going to be watching them do it, knowing you're the manager.
Oh, fantastic. You know, it's his first year as manager. And we've got a great team that has... a Brighton boys based. You know, there's players there that have come through the whole system, and the whole club's starting to take off. You know, we're the sixth oldest rugby club in the world, and this is probably the most important month in our history. We're going to be in a cup competition at a level we've never been at before, and fighting for a league position we've never been in before. The club's had some dark times, and we're now on the up, and it's all testament to the guys and the parents, everyone who come up here on a Sunday morning and play. You know, it's fantastic.